Plymouth Blossom Schaefer?
Now, kids, I'm assuming that you're kids, and if you're an adult and you're offended by me calling you a kid, then what do you want listening to this for? It's a kids' radio show. It's a kids' podcast.
It's time to broadcast, not cast, podcast, stereo and super fast. Something I forgot. It has no color, neither square nor round. It has no flavor, cause it's made of sound. It's time to broadcast, not cast, podcast, stereo and super fast, not cast, podcast, never at half mass, not cast, podcast, present tense, future past. This cast was made to last. It's nothing you wear, it's not something you drink. It's got everything, even the kitchen sink. It's neither fish nor fowl, it's neither dog nor cat. It's something for your head, but it's not some kind of hat. It's time for broadcast, not cast, podcast, stereo and super fast, not cast, podcast, never at half mast, not cast, podcast, present tense, future past. This cast was made to last. Nodcast Podcast. That's a hard sibilant T. T. I like T.
Good day, everyone. My name is Peter Himmelman. We have our guitars, and by we, I mean Willie Aaron. Say hi.
Hi there, everybody.
We are we, because we're two people. If it was only just me, I would just say I. But it's we. We is usually better than just I. It's almost always better than I. So I have my guitar, which I'm going to play now. And Willie's got his guitar. We don't want you to do anything. We don't want you to learn anything. We don't want you to change your life or make your bed. We just want you to have fun. Ooh. This is a song called Little Bitty Baby. It's about tiny little babies, and I know you're not babies. I know you're big kids.
He's a little bitty baby and he's rolling down the line. He's a little bitty baby and he's rolling down the line. Well, he looked to the left and he looked to the right. He wears a diaper all through the night. He's a little bitty baby and he's rolling down the line. He's a little bitty baby and he drives a Big Mac truck. He's a little bitty baby and he drives a Big Mac truck. Well, he honks the horn and he slams the brakes. Ooh, yeah, mama, for goodness sakes. He's a little bitty baby and he drives a Big Mac truck. He's a little bitty baby and he flies a jumbo jet. He's a little bitty baby and he flies a jumbo jet. Well, he flies north and he flies south. He's got a water bubble gum on the roof of his mouth. He's a little bitty baby and he flies a jumbo jet. Take it, Willie. Boy, he's a little bitty baby. He's a little bitty boy. Fade it out. Fade it out. A little bit louder now. Woo! Woo! A little bit softer. You can do that when you have your musical instruments. You can go loud. Woo! Or real soft. Usually people, when they don't know how to play, they just like to play really, really loud. I don't know why that is. We're going to end it. One. One, two, three, four. How do we both know to go to that chord?
Because we've been doing this for
what
so long.
What if we ended it with a really bad chord? Just go to the bad chord of your choice. One, two, three, four. Oh my God, we hit the same weird chord. That's so bizarre. You kids don't even know how weird that is. Try again. One, two, one, two, three, four. Wow, that's a good sound together. Play those two together. Just play strum quietly. This chord reminds me of a boy walking through a forest. His little snakes and chipmunks. So, the next song that we're going to play is a song from my new album, My Green Kite. And it's really a song about being free and having the most fun you've ever had in your life, watching something fly up into the air that you put there. It's all about flying a kite. Did you ever fly a kite? Did your parents or an uncle or a friend or anybody ever take you out flying a kite by a lake or in a field or on a street or in a parking lot? What I used to like to do is I would take like a little guy, like a little army man or a little Playmobil guy and put it, like tape it to the kite so that that guy would fly and I would pretend I was that little guy. I woke up early this morning, wanted to fly my green kite. My mom gave me a bowl of oatmeal to start the day off right. A breeze was shaking the branches of a crabapple tree. The leaves were doing all kind of dances. The wind was getting ready for me. I headed out to the backyard with a big ball of string in my hand. Now the wind was blowing so hard, I thought my kite would never land. And my green kite just flew into the wild blue yonder. My green kite just flew into the my green kite saw as it sailed just beneath the clouds. The string made the skin on my hand raw. It hurt, but I was so proud. It was a quarter to one now, an hour 10 minutes past lunch. I was having so much fun now, I'm glad I brought some chocolate raisins to munch. And my green kite just flew into the wild blue yonder. My green kite just flew into the wild blue yonder. My green kite just flew. I wish that I could fly too. I wish that I could fly too. I wish that I could fly too.
Yeah, P-59, we're at 36,000 feet, 650 nautical miles per hour. Check, okay, the deal is this. There's a kite in the flight plan. I don't know what kind of kite it is. It's a green, looks like a paper kite, like a child's kite. Well, now it's at 40,000, 45,000, 46,000, but it's way above my... I can't go that high. I've never seen any kite go. This is the highest flying kite I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what to do. I'm just reporting in what I see. It's incredible.
My green kite just flew into the wild blue yonder. My green kite just flew into the wild blue yonder.
Oh, Willie.
Yes.
What, when you are running around and you're playing, do you ever think about your feet, or is it just something that you just take for granted? You more think about your hands or your eyes or your nose or your mouth. Do you ever think about your feet?
Not too often. I only think about my feet when they hurt.
Me too. Or sometimes they itch, or sometimes they're too hot. But one day I thought, hey, what about my feet? Has anyone ever written a song about feet? Because if it wasn't for your feet, you really couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't fly a kite. You couldn't go to school. You couldn't walk around. You couldn't play baseball.
Couldn't kick a ball.
Couldn't kick a ball. So this is a song all about feet. And you know what it's called?
What is it called?
It's just called Feet. I mean, I could have called it Marching Up Mount Rushmore to be inside George Washington's nose with some Lick-A-Made and a popsicle. That would have been like a strange title, but I just called it Feet.
My feet take me everywhere. They take me off to anywhere. I love my feet. The Schmendrick loves his feet. Out into the street I go, dancing to the beach, you know. I love my feet. Anywhere, I love my feet.
It doesn't mean.
Out into the street, I go dancing to the beach. You know, I love my feet.
It doesn't mean.
My feet, they got five little toes apiece. They bring me a joy that just doesn't cease. Yeah, school now, my feet need to run. So fun, they go twinkle, winkle, winkle under my covers when the day is done. My feet like to swim and jump rope in the gym. You know I love my feet.
It does its thing.
They like to splash in the waves. My feet are so brave. You know I love my feet.
It does its thing.
My feet, they got five little toes. They bring me a joy that just doesn't cease. Yeah, school now, my feet need to run. Jump up, feet are so fun. They go twinkle, winkle, winkle under my covers when the day is done.
This is a song called My Best Friend is a Salamander. Now, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. Maybe you think that in real life, my best friend is a salamander. It turns out that actually in real life, one of my best friends, best pet friend is a tortoise. No, my second best pet friend is a tortoise. My first best pet friend is a dog. So this is an animal that I used to like when I was a kid. They're called salamanders. Some people think they're sort of slimy and green, but they're not slimy. They're nice and dry, and they're really cute and nice. That's why I wrote a song about it. One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
salamanders moved next door. Dad was quite upset when Mom dropped by to meet them. The floor was dripping wet. The kitchen table was covered with mud, 'cause that's what a salamander likes. When Mom saw them eating breakfast on it, she just shouted, yikes. Well, as it turned out, one of the salamander kids was just about my age. He talked a lot and he slept in a box that smelled just like my hamster cage. But when that salamander took me swimming in the mud in the hallway by the dam, that's when we both started laughing. That's when we became best friends. Everybody, my best friend is a salamander. He eats bugs for snacks. He's covered with slime and his skin has spots up and down his back. When I got to know him better, he turned out to be quite sweet. You shouldn't judge a friend by how he looks or by what he eats.
Pick it.
He had me over for dinner, said I simply had to try. A piece of grass, half a foot, or a bite of a roasted fly. I popped the fly right in my mouth, it was crunchy and not too bad. I made a mental note there and then to bring one home to Dad. Everybody, my best friend is a salamander. He eats bugs for snacks. He's covered with slime and his skin has spots up and down his back. When I got to know him better, he turned out to be quite sweet. You shouldn't judge a friend by how he looks or by what he eats.
Pick it again.
Do you ever ask your parents for something like, you know, hey, can we have waffles in the morning, say Sunday morning? And then your mom says, maybe. Or maybe you ask your dad, like, Dad, do you think it would be good if we could, like, fill up water balloons with grape juice and then, like, throw them at people? And he's not really listening or something. And he goes, maybe. Or do you think we could make popcorn in the fireplace on some sort of like in a tin can? And he goes, maybe. And you know, they're not really even listening to you. Because of course, if he was listening to you, he'd probably say no, at least to the grape juice balloons, which I think I'm going to try today at some time. I won't throw them at anybody. Well, maybe. It depends. I can't say for sure I. Mom, do you think I could eat just chocolate chips without the cookies?
That's a definite maybe.
Do you think I could go to see a movie?
Maybe.
Do you think I could ride my bike in the rain?
Maybe.
Do you think I could make a snowman out of snow that I scrape out from the freezer?
Maybe.
Do you think I could, maybe is a bad. You have to guess. Maybe is a bad word when the word you're looking for is yes. I ask my mama, can I ride my bike? She tells me something that every kid don't like. She says maybe. Bad word, it makes you have to wait.
A-Y-B-E. It leaves me stranded like a kitten in a tree.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say, guys, today. But I really enjoyed myself. And on behalf of Willie Aaron and everybody at the Land of Nod, I want to thank you for listening. But I just had this one thought. What if you couldn't really talk? You were so interested in music that you stopped talking. So, for example, you wanted to have pancakes. Instead of saying, "Mom, I want pancakes," you went... And if you wanted, like, a strawberry, you went... So, practice. You're really hungry in the morning, and you want pancakes. You don't say, "Mom, I want pancakes." You go, and maybe you want strawberries on them. You don't go, "Mom, I want strawberries." You say, "Pancakes with strawberries." One more time. Listen again. And strawberries. Goodbye, everybody.
It's time to broadcast, Nodcast Podcast, stereo and super fast, Nodcast Podcast, never at half-mast, Nodcast Podcast, present tense, future past, this cast was made to last. Don't ask what it is, don't ask what it's not, it's something I remember, it's something I forgot, it has no color, neither square nor round, it has no flavor, cause it's made of sound. It's time to broadcast, Nodcast Podcast, stereo and super fast, Nodcast Podcast, never at half-mast, Nodcast Podcast, present tense, future past, this cast was made to last. It's nothing you wear, it's not something you drink, it's got everything, even the kitchen sink. It's neither fish nor fowl, it's neither dog nor cat, it's something for your head, but it's not some kind of hat. It's time for broadcast, Nodcast Podcast, stereo and super fast, Nodcast Podcast, never at half mast, Nodcast Podcast, present tense, future past, this cast was made to last, Nodcast Podcast. It's a hard sibilant T. T. I like T.